AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There were mostly peaceful protests across the country over the weekend after the Memphis Police Department released body cam video of Tyre Nichols' beating at the hands of five officers during a traffic stop. He died 3 days later. Memphis Church Pastor Gilbert Washington.
We're praying for that young man's family, for his loved ones, for his friends. They're hurting. And we're hurting as well.
CBS's Jared Hill.
A February 17th bond arraignment hearing has been scheduled for the five ex-officers involved, according to Shelby County online court records. Each faces multiple charges, including second-degree murder.
Officials in northwestern Pakistan believe a suicide bomber targeted a mosque in Peshawar today, killing at least 27 worshippers and wounding as many as 147 others. The BBC's Caroline Davies.
A police official told the BBC that part of the mosque's wall collapsed with the force of the blast. Lady Reading Hospital in Peshawar has declared an emergency. They told the BBC that they were still receiving those injured in the explosion. Unverified images on local media show half a wall caved in, the mosque covered in bricks and debris as people clamber over the rubble to escape.
In Cairo today, cameras snapping away as Secretary of State Blinken met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Blinken says he raised concerns about human rights issues ahead of a meeting in Jerusalem with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss a new surge of Israeli-Palestinian violence. The Chiefs and the Eagles are headed to the Super Bowl.
Racing around the edge, Scott is in! Touchdown, Philadelphia!
Philly crushed the 49ers 31-7 to win the NFC Championship on Fox. Eagles coach Nick Sirianni.
This is something we all dream about, and we get to do it because, you know, we did it better than anybody else in the NFC this year.
The Chiefs beat the Bengals 23-20 to take the AFC Championship, Super Bowl 57, a week from Sunday in Glendale, Arizona. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden will go head-to-head over the nation's debt ceiling when they meet Wednesday. Republicans insist on budget cuts before they raise the borrowing limit. Speaker McCarthy telling CBS's Face the Nation.
I want to make sure we're protected in our defense spending, but I want to make sure it's effective and efficient. I want to look at every single dollar we're spending, no matter where it's being spent. I want to eliminate waste wherever it is.
The president insists negotiating over raising the debt ceiling could trigger a recession. No school today in Woburn, Massachusetts. Teachers like Eric Scarborough are on strike.
It's unfortunate that we have to do this, but you get to a point where you've been pushed too far.
S&P futures down 35. Dow futures off 205. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in your mind, Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really missed you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay.
The Portage County Board Committee of the Whole meeting will take place on Tuesday, January 31st at 5 p.m. at the Portage County Annex Conference Rooms 1 and 2. Space will be limited for this meeting, so the public viewing area will be in Conference Room 5 on the third floor of the Portage County Annex Building. Mid-State Technical College has announced its Dean's List for the 2022 fall semester. The list recognizes students who are enrolled with 6 or more credits and have earned a minimum grade point average of 3.75 during the semester. The full list is posted on the college website at mstc.edu. After a big dumping of snow this weekend, snowmobile trails are now open throughout Wisconsin. Some trails are not groomed, so local snowmobile groups say to be careful. Remember that no ice is safe ice. Lakes, ponds, and marshes that look safe may not be frozen. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A wind chill advisory continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Mainly clear skies overnight with lows around 16 below. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow, high of 12. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 3 above. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 8 below.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Ability. We must tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday Happier Happy Hour, the debate. It will continue, Dom. You know, there are a few things, foundationally, I believe in this world.
What's that, Michael?
Well, the DH. The truth. And the Devil's Advocates, baby. What we do here. People say, oh, I hope you don't change. We never change.
We've been doing,
maturity level-wise.
I mean,
you are Peter Pan and... I'm your sidekick. I'm your wingman. So we're not going to change. But from a branding perspective, from a, you know, corporate marketing perspective, yeah, something's got to change.
Yeah, but we're still the Devil's Advocates, though.
We're still the Devil's Advocates. But the Devil Radio brand, as of Friday at 6 p.m. ish, is dead.
It's dead.
We're going to kill it right after the show.
Just like Trump killed the American dream.
Baby, we are, think about this. 6 years ago this week, February 1st, we became a Milwaukee radio product when we launched on the former Resistance Radio that we mentioned in hour one. The poorly branded, oh so user-friendly for the corporate sorts that might buy radio ad campaigns, Resistance Radio. That was a bit much.
You know, sometimes it sucks to be so right, though. I mean, if there was not a thing to resist, what and it's Trump, what would be?
It was a direct response to the election of Donald Trump. The resistance part was Trump. But now Trump's not the president, right? Resisting Tony Evers?
Well, I mean, it depends
Evers?
On who you ask. Ask him. He thinks he is.
And the devilish part, you know, well, we're still going to be the devils. But as a corporate brand... I think Kathy, my pal, had a few too many puffs and a few too many glasses of wine that day if she somehow cajoled me into thinking that was a good idea. But the heart of what we do, dude, you know, I know, and hopefully the audience knows, is get out there and tell the truth each and every day. There's a long-form read at the Washington Post, an opinion piece about objectivity in journalism. We don't need that. We need... to know what the truth is. And like it or not, I tell you the truth. And I know, Dom, you've never had a problem telling me your truth. It's just a warp truth. 844-967-2789. Steven calling in from Green Bay, our first Green Bay caller. Steven, welcome from WGBW.
Hey, Steven.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Excellent, sir.
Thank you.
How are you listening to us today?
I'm actually in my car right now listening to you right now. So, first of all, I just want to thank you guys for actually, you know, coming up to Northeast Wisconsin. Before this radio station came on air, I actually had to subscribe to Sirius Radio to get a progressive viewpoint, and now I can actually get one on my local radio. So that's amazing. With that being said, I'm hearing, you know, different views about you taking Daniel Kelly's money. And if it keeps progressive talk in Northeast Wisconsin, take all the Republicans' money, who's going to give it to you? Right.
Steven, my contention would be it's going to help us continue to grow statewide. And if we can set a good example, we might see it replicated in other swing states. A lot of people watching our efforts here, Civic Media, my partner Sage. Sage is kind of a big shot. A lot of people watching what it is we're trying to do here. And Steven, I can tell you, Dom and I have been dreaming about having an impact in the Fox Valley, because that's the make or break, or one of the so many make or break parts of the state politically. But Steven, dude, you live in a city that votes red, despite the fact it's a city. It's got a college. You got to be a blue town, man. At least Brown County. We got to turn Brown County blue. And, you know, we're going to have fun at our downtown studios, man. We're right in the heart, right in the downtown party district, right where you would want us to be, Stephen. You know, they're a title town, but we're in a good spot.
I agree with everything you're saying. I actually moved here 2 years ago from Stevens Point, Wisconsin, which is Portage County, is blue. And I was surprised how red Green Bay is. I'm actually part of the Brown County Democratic Party. And I'm putting Democrat yard signs everywhere I can, just to try to do the same thing you guys are doing, turn Brown County and Green Bay proper blue. It's really important. And I will say one thing, though. Just a quick programming thing. Your signal out here is a little weak at night. I can't get it in certain parts of Green Bay. So that's the only.
Are you listening to the 97.9 FM or the 1590 AM signal?
97.9.
If you ever have trouble, just flip to the other one, man. I got two of them for you.
Sounds good.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Stephen. Welcome to the family, man.
No, thank you.
Love it when the Dems, the loyal blue team up in Green Bay, we're going to turn that city blue. Not because it's Crudy's on the blue team. You heard him say it. He's going to turn it blue. No, unfortunately, the red team has become so extreme.
Well, and they've had a monopoly up there for years. Come on, I grew up in the Appleton area, in the Fox Valley area, and I know a lot of the folks up there, man. If that's all you're exposed to, that's all the point is, right? You listen to the Brewer game, and then next thing you know, in the morning, you go to milk the cows, and now you got right-wing talk radio nonstop. You talk about the 80-some right-wing channels. That doesn't even include the religious channel. So the fact that there's even a different option for those who will flip around and find something, hell, want to be challenged, hear a different idea other than what right-wing talk radio is giving you, there's a huge opportunity for civic media, for the devil's advocates, for progressive talk, whatever, the truth, because most people want the truth. And sometimes the truth hurts, but then you get over it. Then it's just normal.
Here's the other thing I will tell you, Dom. I was telling you a couple of my foundational truths. I love this state. The state of Wisconsin. I realize some are listening outside the state of Wisconsin. But I've rarely found a person in the state of Wisconsin, perhaps excepting you, CJ, that I wouldn't want to have a, you know, six-pack of beer with over a campfire. And I feel like if given the opportunity, we would find some common ground. Because I don't care if we're at a Trump rally, whatever, Dom. There are people in the grocery store behind me tonight when I go and pick up whatever's for dinner that aren't going to agree with me, right? That whatever the topic, they don't like my favorite football team. They don't like something that I like, but only when it becomes the politics thing. This becomes so damn tribal. And you and I, we've talked about this for years, Tom. It's never personal. It's only politics. You don't think I've done some trash talking and then had to go meet a guy at the Capitol and said, oh, yeah, that thing I said about you, Senator, I was joking. You can't take a joke, Senator? Speaker Voss? Any of you guys, you know what I mean? So we're going to have a good time. We're going to bust some you-know-whats. And I'm going to tell you the truth. Not the truth I think the Democratic Party wants you to hear, but the unvarnished truth. And when the Dems screw up, you're going to hear about it. 844-967-2789. In case you didn't know, who's next? Who's next? Brett from Eureka, California. Welcome, Brett. What do you got for us?
Hey, Brett.
Hey, guys. glad to have to hear that you're having this kind of existential discussion today. And I have to say, you guys have really, you know, brought it over the years. And I know that this is, seems like an argument, you know, not to have maybe the viewpoint of the other side. But I think it's so important for you guys to recognize the fact that it's not just us versus them, but we're all in this together. By having ads like that on your radio station, I think you also invite in the chance that other people might be listening. Maybe there are people that are Gableman supporters or whatever, and they might potentially listen to the radio station having heard something about the ad. But then listening to you guys, maybe they're converted. I mean, there's always the potential that you're doing good in a sense that you're opening up to, you know, other people listening, other people getting perspectives, other people understanding that, hey, these guys are, you know, sending us a message, but they're also, you know, in addition to running a business and making money, they're also opening up the other side to listen and to, you know, potentially weigh in on this. So I think what you're doing is a good thing. I think it's important to have different perspectives on the radio, as tough as it will be to hear that ad, and I haven't heard it yet. I don't know if you've actually run it yet, but yeah, I think keep up with what you're doing, and I support you 100%.
Well, Brett, appreciate your kind words. I take them as kind words. Dom, you were brought on to be the contrarian. And in many ways, you've come a little left along with me as, you know, the right has become more extreme. And it's not so much that you've abandoned the right as they've abandoned you, and I know all that. But what I would say, Dom, is, I don't know, man. what I want to say is I truly do feel like if all I wanted to do was appeal to those that already agreed with me as a progressive, then I didn't need you. No offense to you, man. I love having you on the radio. Well,
the point was to have the confrontation and have those kinds of arguments. And you're right. You know, I thought it was one thing until I started hanging around it and seeing it and then seeing how extreme it got. And apparently I ain't that. So, but either way, what I can do and what I think we do is look at things fairly objectively and try to make it a best assessment given our life experiences and what we know and tell you what we think about different issues. So it's certainly lots of opinion. In my opinion, like lots of other people's opinions, you know, they can change as new facts become aware of you, as you become aware of new facts, you have permission to change your mind. And I've changed my mind on lots of issues over the course of the last 20 years. You know, I'm not the same guy I was 30 years ago, and I don't know if I'll be the same guy 20 years from now. But that's okay. Hopefully it's an evolution, not devolving. But that's the point. It's exposure and being objective and being open to learning different things. We have the Devil's Advocates. Learn here! 844-96-
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious.
curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. always on the Civic Media app.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A wind chill advisory continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 10 below. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, 10 above. Lows around 1 above. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Mainly clear Wednesday with a high of 23. 27 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently 4 below.
Of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open 844-967-2789. Make sure you're tuning in tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central. Our pal Bill Press is going to join us. He's a podcaster. He is a pundit. He is a prognosticator. Tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central, Bill is going to join the big show.
Dominic, you know how I do love promoting other radio products, but in this case,
especially when other people do it,
I'm going to make an exception. Our buddy Earl Ingram tomorrow has got Judge Everett Mitchell in the 8 o'clock hour, and the mother of Cade Reddington, who is the victim of the fentanyl overdose, and his family have tried to question Jennifer Doro, the Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate, because he or friends allege that Jennifer Doro's son, Michael Doro, sold the fatal dose to the now deceased Cade Reddington, a UW-Milwaukee student. Again, no criminal charges. We talked about this last week. Not to date. 15 months in, ongoing investigation, and the parents are losing patience. So in the 9 o'clock hour Central Time tomorrow morning, the mother of Cade Reddington is going to join our pal Earl Ingram. You will have to tune in to WAUK. Stephen up in Green Bay, you can tune in 97.9 FM, WGBW, also WISS. And one other big note. I'll hold off. Stealing Earl's thunder. I'll wait for Earl.
You big tease.
He's got one more big announcement coming up next Monday, but we'll talk about that next Monday. Let's talk to our audience. All the good people that want to join us at 844-967-2789. Before we get there, one more thought, Tom. You kind of ran me over in the last one. Let me say this to you, Dom, in all sincerity. The emotion, the real emotion that we throw at each other at times on the airwaves, I don't think most marriages would sustain what our friendship has sustained over the last soon-to-be 12 years on the airwaves. So thanks for being on this crazy path with me, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Not that we're going to stop doing it today.
Well, I mean, 30 years will get you that. But that's the thing, though. We give permission. You're not going to agree with everyone all the time, right? And I think sometimes when you have relationships, it gives you a little room to breathe in those relationships, man. You can push buttons a little harder because it's not personal. It's about whatever the topic is you're discussing.
Well, where we started this conversation some time ago, Dom, sometimes you make it personal.
Right now, you that way.
You beat the snot out of me and you chastise me and my superpower sometimes, as you know, Dom, my obstinance, my self belief that I'm right allows me to put on the blinders and do what people say should not be done, could not be done. And, you know, often doubting yours truly. I got to tell you, Dom, you know, a lot of people have doubted us and the fact that we have persevered. And I don't mean just as a radio show. Come on, man. That's the easy part. You and I both know what we do is the fun part. This is the payoff for us. All the hard work we do off the air building this network, I never wanted to do any of that hard work.
I just wanted to do a show with Crudy, man.
We just had to build a network so there was a network where the super coolest, greatest radio show ever could play out and make friends like all you fine people out there on the phones. So anyways, thank you, Dom. And I can tell you, sometimes it's hard being this right this often, Dom.
You're welcome, Crudy. It's
heavy
good to be with you, man.
Is the head that wears the crown. Yeah. Something like that. 844-967-2789. Dean on the road. What's happening, Dean? What do you got for us?
Hey, Dean.
Oh, I hear you're making young women cry, Crudy.
Who's making young women cry? Oh, only because they hate the choices I make. Ask my daughter. I've been making her cry her whole life.
Well, she had the same concerns I did, you know, when I first heard that. And I was just kind of hoping this doesn't snowball into something like, you know, say...
Like you voting for Dan Kelly, Dean? What, are you confessing to us? You're starting to have second thoughts about voting for Dan?
No, I just...
You're not voting for Dan Kelly, so what are you worried about?
I'm worried about that Evan reaches in the refrigerator and pulls out a spotted cow, and you say, no, you can't have that. I'm saving that for Rojo.
Oh!
Or...
That's getting a little close to home, even, Dean.
The only reserved spotted cow in this cupboard is the one that Tom Nelson used as a prop at the DPW. I got the Tom Nelson, the official spotted cow, Dean. Man, this is the sort of rough treatment I'm telling you. Someday I'm going to quit the sport, Rudy. Dean, and it's all going to be your fault.
Crudy, I don't want to hear... The Pizza Box and CJ show, okay? You don't need that.
Point, counterpoint.
Have fun, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Dean. We try, man. Thanks for calling.
844-967-2789. Since we blazed a trail in Green Bay, if you know what I'm saying now, we got some Green Bay callers like Russ on WGBW. Welcome, Russ. What do you got for us?
Hi, Russ.
How's it going, guys?
Excellent.
I'm a new listener. Excited you guys are up in this market. I'm also a business owner, and I completely get it with carrying different products and need to do that to make the business work. I'm in the restaurant business. Some of my products are organic, some aren't. And every once in a while, you get that customer that's upset that everything's not organic. So I completely understand the Dan Kelly ads.
No, you don't.
Business. You got to find that balance.
But I feel like the people are accusing me, Russ, of purposefully serving processed food to their refined organic palates.
Right? Exactly. You've always got that handful of people that don't get it. But if only we could all be 100% organic 100% of the time, right?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Russ, appreciate it. When I go walking down to the Willie Street, though, man, I can't afford to be that organic all the time. I'm a working stiff on the radio. Love talking to you and Dominic, but mostly you at 844-967-2789.
WAUK. From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm Naheem Hines.
professional football player, and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Yap advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Saving UW-Richland's campus was the focal point of a meeting on Thursday at the Pippin Conference Center at the college. Community members, current and former faculty and students, made their case to keep the campus open. They say the loss of the full-time dean, recruiter, and international coordinator really hurt their ability to attract and retain students. While the future of the campus rests in the hands of the Board of Regents, Senator Howard Markland and Representative Tony Kurtz encouraged the community to make their voices heard before the budget talks this spring and summer. The Republican flat tax may not make it to this year's budget debate. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells the Upfront program on Milwaukee's Channel 12 he understands Governor Evers would veto a flat tax. Voss says as long as lawmakers cut taxes, he doesn't really mind how. Wisconsin has a $7 billion budget surplus. The governor delivers his budget address on February 15th. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A wind chill advisory continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Mainly clear skies overnight with lows around 16 below. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow, high of 12. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 3 above. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Right now, 8 below.
People think the State of the Union is weak, not strong. According to a new Maris poll, the negative rating comes as Congress settles in from the chaos of a historic fight over the speaker election, the current and former president dealing with scandals around classified documents, and lawmakers facing down a debt limit crisis of Republican creation. They should have there at the Hill, Dom, but I threw it in there for good measure. Here's the part I want to get to. An overwhelming majority of independent voters and Republicans hold a negative opinion of the state of the country. 72% of independents and 69% of Republicans. So more independents than Republicans believe that the State of the Union is not very strong or not strong at all, according to Marist, about 1,250 people polled. Dominic, amongst Democrats, it's not exactly like we're overwhelmed here with the... Anyways, let me just get to the numbers. And then the phones, 844-967-2789. Just be patient a moment longer. Democrats were nearly evenly divided on the question. 49% said it's very strong or strong. 48% saying it's not very strong or not strong at all. 1% is the balance. Joe is plus one, or at least the State of the Union. You know, he's got the big speech coming up next Tuesday, Dom. Despite the negative overall view from Americans, Biden's approval rating has remained steady at 42.
Woohoo!
That's kind of better than Trump, right? Anyways.
Marginally, yes.
Respondents pointed to partisan extremism in both parties as a problem in the U.S. A 52% majority of respondents said that extremism in the Republican Party is the issue or an issue. 46% said it's an issue in the Democratic Party.
Now, and that's the thing about polling.
Both sides do it.
Yeah, come on. Both sides don't do it. Only one side sacked the Capitol. You know what I mean? Only one side is making a fight about this debt ceiling, right? 25% of our national debt occurred under the Trump administration. Now, no doubt Republicans and Dems had to come together to spend the money. But that is a fact. That's where a majority of it, most of it, at least as in the near term, came from Donald Trump. And I'd like to know, I mean, we're talking about extremism. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene with the Jewish space lasers, George Santos. Hell, I heard Speaker McCarthy over the weekend telling some of the Sunday shows, oh, Congress is broken. Well, why do you think that is, man? Maybe it's because you and these megas that you've now put into these committees. I don't doubt for a minute that people have a low rating of Congress, but thankfully, I don't think it's as bad as some would have you perceive it to be.
844-967-2789. Never knew you as a glass half full optimist. Catherine from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Catherine.
Hi, Curdy. I'm Dom. I'm calling because I was listening to the radio and I heard that ad for Dan Kelly some time ago when he first started running it. And I thought, well, this is odd to hear this on here, but it was a completely honest ad. If you listen to it and you vote for him, you're not voting liberal anyway. So I think that it's just informative and it was helpful to me to make sure that I knew who was running and which side they're on, you know, which ones I want to vote for and which I don't. So I didn't see a problem with it.
I
do have a question though.
Real quick, Catherine, and then your question. I don't think when we see eventually, if we see some Doro ads, Jennifer Doro is the other conservative, the celebrity judge, mm-hmm. let's call her. I think she's going to be a lot blurrier as to her politics. I don't think she's going to be bragging about her Regent Law School degree and the fact that it's, you know, Christ above everything and God hates the gays. But apparently in some way, shape, or form, that is her advocacy.
Well, you're going to be putting out a lot of information on all the candidates. I mean, that's one of the purposes, isn't it, that you really want to get a lot of information out on this this election because it's so important?
Every day.
So,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And so if you're listening, you're going to hear who's standing up for what, and then, you know, you're going to vote the way you want to vote. That's and that's the best we can get, is to have an informed electorate, which makes me so happy to hear. I was amazed. I looked on the app you have at the stations you have, and every time I turn the app on, there's more and more stations on there. It doesn't even fit on one page anymore. So I'm just glad to see that. It's really exciting, and I'm glad that everybody will be hearing, you know, the word all over Wisconsin. But
you had a question, Catherine. Don't want to forget your question.
Yes, I know. The question is everything going to be called Civic Media then, or is it?
Every overall, station has got its own name and brand and call sign.
Okay.
And then Civic Media is like the
umbrella.
Yeah, let's say ESPN as an example. You can be an ESPN affiliate, like here in Madison. I know Craig Carmesan's the ESPN affiliate, but we're the network is like da-da-da-da-da-da. That's like us. We'll be the network.
Okay.
We'll support them with this great radio program all across the Civic Media network. And Dom and I are fortunate enough, we play in a few places beyond, like Minneapolis and Chicago, and on a national app called Progressive Voices. But Catherine, we're not changing. We're just getting better every day.
So what's Devil's Advocate going? That's going to disappear completely?
No, Devil's Advocate's, no, that's still us.
You'll keep the name Devil's Advocate.
No one's even trying to take that one away from us yet. But, no, everyone likes it because Devil's Advocate.
It's very similar to Devil Radio, Catherine. I can see how obviously that was, presumably, Crudy, tell me if I'm wrong, that was the impetus, Devil Radio with the Devil's Advocates. I mean,
well,
how else can you come up with
it? Well, our Twitter handle is literally at Devil Radio. And through the years, Catherine, that got a little blurry, and people started calling the different machinations at Devil Radio or tagging us incorrectly. And then finally, my friend Kathy Adams, who I hope's listening right now, over a couple of glasses of wine on the back deck, said, "Crudy, screw it. Let's just be Devil Radio." And for some reason, in that moment, it seemed like an epiphany, and we were Devil Radio, and I've regretted it many days since. Not me so much as, you know, just fighting the good fight against everybody else.
You're right, regretting the abuse he's taken over the years, Catherine.
That's more like it.
Okay.
Catherine, right. Really appreciate you listening to Devil Radio. It's still Devil Radio right now, baby.
Right.
It's not going down easy.
It is Devil Radio when the Devil's Advocates are on the radio, at Devil Radio. That's the Twitter handle.
So we can keep being us.
Yes, of course. That's never going
to
stop.
They're just moving the station.
And I don't know how to be anything else, Crudy.
Unfortunately.
I know.
844-967-2789. I saw someone poked me on the Civic Media Twitter. Mike and Dom. I'm like, who's this Mike fellow you keep talking about? I'm like, this is Crudy, man. Get it right. Kurt on the road. How you doing, Kurt? Welcome.
Hey, Kurt.
Hi, guys. See, running that ad is a great idea, and here's why. You got these rural sections of Wisconsin that are red, and if they're flipping through and they flip into that ad, they're going to immediately assume it's another Republican network. So they'll lock on to it at least for a while, and then they'll start scratching their heads trying to figure out what's going on. So I think that's a big bump. I think it's a great idea. And as to these polls, I don't take any, I don't even pay attention to, because every time you like the poll you just quoted, I think of the scene of Monty Python. Is she a witch?
Yes! Can we bone, huh?
Yeah, you know, throw her in and see if she floats. The public has been, the mid-class is destroyed, and the public, at least half of it, has become a bunch of morons. So, you know, I take no credence of those polls. You know, of course, when you have no middle class and only the top 1% or 10% is getting everything they want, of course you're going to say it sucks. It's not doing anything, right? They don't got medical.
Well, the economy is rigged. Bernie got it right, and Trump stole that populist message. They know. I mean, many of my friends that are Republicans, they know something's not right about society. They cannot get ahead. And that's the part that's so frustrating to them. They saw their parents get ahead, but they can't get ahead. And I think we all have that in common. And so often, we are pitted against each other. Think of the Scott Walker example here in the state of Wisconsin. If you're from rural Wisconsin, it's those damn city folks. If you're a private sector employee, it's those damn public sector employees. You know what I mean? It's always us against them. And when they pit us against them, us against our Republican neighbors or our Democratic neighbors or Dom, whatever it is, when it's us against them, they win. They that are rigging the economy against the working class, Kurt. That's what's rigged. The economy's rigged. The elections are damn safe in this state.
Well, that's the beauty of that scene of Monty Python. The crowd can no longer think on their own two feet. No critical thinking skills. They can be pushed in any direction that you want to push them. That's all I got.
Well, not this audience, Kurt. A, they're contrarian. They've been listening to Dom too long.
Come on.
I think our audience is thoughtful, whether they perceive themselves to be Democrats or what I would perceive to be reasonable independents, people that make up their own mind, good Republicans, they still exist. They're our neighbors. They hate the broken system, too. They don't like it any better than we do. You better not vote for Trump again. 844. Or Dan Kelly, ever. 844.
Thank you for the clarity, Michael.
I'll keep cashing his checks, though. 844-967-2789. Here's a new name, Madeline. From Minneapolis. Welcome.
Hi, Madeline.
Hello. I have just been turned on to your show, and it's perfect timing for the end of my evenings, and I've been really enjoying it.
Well, thank you.
Especially hearing today about those polls and the State of the Union, and it gave me a question that I wanted to ask you. What do you think one should say to someone who compares the extreme left with the extreme right? Who says they're the same problem?
That's a great one, Madeline. I think that they're often misinformed by Fox News. They say, oh, there were riots all across the nation. I mean, you live in Minneapolis. They point towards peaceful protest, generally peaceful protest, and they don't note the fact that there were Proud Boys and agitators in those crowds, and often it led to violent outcomes. Madeline, what I would point towards is January 6th. Only one side tried to overturn the government.
Yeah.
There's no analogous, but your side did X.
Yeah, and specific examples, Madeline. I mean, we can go down the list of the white nationalists and the Proud Boys and the 3%ers and all these other crews that are behind the MAGA and supporting the MAGA movement. That's not happening on the left. Folks, we are the devil's advocates. We are happening here. 844-967-2789.
I'm sure very good people on both sides.
Yeah.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
A wind chill advisory continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 8 below. West winds around 5 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Highs level off around 10 above. Tomorrow night, lows around 1 above. Dry and turning much warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the low 20s to the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently 6 below.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio. So the last segment of the day, if you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, you know, it's funny. Today, I announced we were killing the Devil Radio brand. Once upon a time, we had a 10-day countdown to the death of WXXM, the former Mike, the heartless radio version. Now, you know the same great show that you love and all the other great shows. It's not changing much, although there are a few wonderful additions. But Dom, the Devil Radio brand is dead. Friday.
The radio station that was called Devil Radio is dead. The Devil's Advocate show lives on.
It does. In perpetuity in the Hall of Fame, I suspect. But for now, on the radio, each day, live, 2 to 4. 4 to 6, whatever hours. West Coast, 2 to 4. I forget because we play out in different places. But not on the West Coast. So that was just an error. Sorry, brain's just breaking. 844-967-2789. Rico from Rock County. How you doing, Rico?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, doing all right. How you guys doing tonight?
Good, man. Yeah,
thank you.
All right, good. Hey, you know what? You can do whatever you want with that Devil's Advocate Radio. I just got this smartphone, and it's going to remain the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Hashtag the greatest radio show ever.
Excellent.
And that's where it's going to stay.
Yeah, baby.
Excellent.
Hey.
You know what I was going to say, Rico? Well, I make this big announcement, you know, my life. I feel like, although perhaps Dom is really the devil in Devil Radio, but I've always kind of felt like it was me. And I'm killing Devil Radio as a brand, and I'm killing some small part of my ego. And all people keep doing is calling and objecting to Dan Kelly ads.
Well, the good news is, Curdy, you got plenty of ego left. You'll be just fine.
But a little bit of it dies on Friday.
Hey, do I got time to talk about something else besides Kelly?
Well, you just did.
Yeah, please.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, man.
Okay. All right. No, I want to talk about this Jennifer Doerle. And I'm telling you what, this guest that Earl's going to have on tomorrow, I'll tell you what, if it was my son that died at that young age, and it's been a year and a half, I'll tell you what, that's a woman's story I want to listen to. Because believe me, they have dug underneath every rock, investigated everything that they could. And if it was your child, by God, after that long, you would get to the bottom of something. You would have some knowledge on that situation.
Well, the Journal Sentinel interview. The Journal Sentinel did independent interviews with friends of the now deceased Cade Reddington, as it was described in the Dan Bice reporting last week. And they made the accusation that Mike Doerle, the son of Jennifer Doerle, sold what was supposed to be a Percocet, but turned out to apparently contain a lethal dose of fentanyl. And Cade Reddington died of that fentanyl. He went, rode a scooter back to UWM and died in his dorm room. And the parents have approached Jennifer Doerle. No criminal charges have been filed, but the mother of the now deceased, Cade Reddington, will appear on Earl's show tomorrow morning in the 9 o'clock hour. And if you want to hear that, you got to tune in on WAUK 540 AM or find it on the Civic Media app. That one would certainly be worth a listen.
Yeah. All right, Rico. Yeah, Rico. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. I can't imagine, you know, being a parent having to be in that situation and then have this the judge, you know, the mother of the alleged perpetrator of this alleged crime, ignore you, to tell you I'm not going to talk to you, and that same person also now running as a for a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice position, kind of goes against everything I would expect and everything I would want in a Supreme Court justice. Just me talking. 844-967-2789.
My understanding, according to the family, they feel like they've been very unfairly treated by right-wing talk radio, specifically host Dan O'Donnell. He eviscerated this family. Doro is the chosen candidate of the right. I mean, Dan Kelly announced his intent a long time ago. He's already been a loser. He lost by 163,000 votes. Understandably, the Republican Party and the donor base and everybody else that supports and wants to see Republicans continue to control the balance of the court, they didn't want Dan Kelly. They see him as a weak candidate. I don't know if a few of our audience members realize this. The best thing that could happen to the left is Dan Kelly wins the primary. But anyways, Doro is the chosen candidate. She is the more supported candidate. She's the more charismatic candidate. She's got the higher celebrity appeal. And she's not the pompous ass, at least in the vocal inflection, that Dan Kelly is. I mean, even Dan Kelly's friends, if he has any, I don't think they like Dan Kelly. So she's the best hope they have. And she's got this thing in her son's recent past, and she'd like to put it behind her, but the timing's a bitch. 844-967-2789. It took some big ones to decide in the middle of this going on with your family. And I can understand, she's a lawyer in her own regard, a judge, right? She's not going to go and make public comment or private comment,
sir,
to the victim's family. You can understand why, for legal reasons, why, yes, she wouldn't want to expose her son or herself to that liability. But holy schmoly, then don't go run for Supreme Court.
Right, exactly.
That seems like a pretty private thing that you'd want to keep in the family and not go make exposure of on the front page of the Journal Sentinel.
Well, and if you're going to run, you can still be, you know, legally protected by not discussing whatever you want to discuss. But to listen to a grieving family's concerns, you can't even do that. You can't even just sit there and listen and nod your head and listen. You want people's votes and you can't listen? You're not worthy.
844-967-2789. Dick from Madison probably got the last voice today. What is it, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
I'm loving this. It took 50 minutes to talk to you. That shows me how popular you guys are getting. Real quick, I'm going to give you some breaking news after I get to what I was going to tell you.
Make it quick, man. We're running out of time for breaking.
Here it is. Kelly, keep your friends closer, you know, that old one.
Friends close and your enemies closer?
Yes. And that's why I love what you're doing, Crute. Why wouldn't you do this? And then, real quick, would you rather go back to Christmas music? Not me. And then last but not least, Trump is saying that that idiot out there in Arizona, when the recount, she's going to win. Isn't that special?
Oh, Trump's special, all right.
Carrie Lake is angling to be Trump's vice president, Dick.
Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Our friend, Mark Thompson, he's a firebrand in his own regard.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong.
Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry